This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Another nursing home in Montana has announced it will close, bringing the total to 8 skilled nursing facilities that have closed just this year. Lakeview Care in Big Fork has 90 days until it closes, displacing 37 residents who live at the facility. Lakeview Care's parent company, Lantis Enterprises, operates another facility in Kalispell where there is enough bed space to accept the Lakeview Care residents, and all permanent staff from Lakeview Care have been offered positions at the other Kalispell facility called Heritage Place. Licensed for 83 residents, just 45% of the beds at Heritage Place are occupied, but workforce challenges in that tourist town have resulted in a larger traveling worker population than permanent staff. The company hopes to increase its local working staff and minimize the more expensive traveling caregivers. The Gallatin Valley Land Trust has finalized its 122nd conservation easement with the Boss family, permanently protecting their 300-acre farm along Gooch Hill Road from future development. Ron and Janice Boss have farmed in the Gallatin Valley since 1965. They bought their 300 acres on Gooch Hill from the Hanks family in 2002. Around that same time, they founded Boss Hay and Grain with their son Craig. The family grows hay, grain, wheat, barley, and canola on thousands of acres of leased land in the Gallatin Valley. Boss Hay and Grain employs 10 people year-round and 10 to 15 people seasonally during harvest. The conservation easement was part of a bigger generational transfer. Ron and Janice are retiring from farming, and Craig and his wife Allison are taking over the family business. They've purchased the Gooch Hill property. The terms of the conservation easement guarantee that the land will not be fragmented into smaller parcels, regardless of who owns it in the future. Any future commercial use of the property must be agricultural, and just 2 residences can exist on the land. Those buildings must be confined to a 5-acre area, keeping the acreage as a working or fallow farm. Yellowstone National Park says that the West Thumb Geyser Basin has been reopened 2 weeks after it was closed because of battery fumes. The park closed the basin on September 12th after a report of smoke coming from a small building that houses a solar battery in the geyser basin on the west side of Yellowstone Lake. The park closed the area until the fumes and smoke dissipated and the batteries ran down their charge. When an undersea volcano erupted in Tonga in January, its watery blast was huge and unusual and might have a larger effect on the whole planet. The volcano, known as Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai, shot millions of tons of water vapor high up into the Earth's atmosphere. The eruption increased the amount of water in the stratosphere by about 5% in the second layer of the atmosphere, above the range where humans live and breathe. The stratosphere stretches around the Earth and varies in depth from 7.5 to 31 miles above Earth. It's usually very dry, but the Tongan volcano injected around 150 million metric tons of water vapor to the stratosphere. Now scientists say that water might warm Earth's surface over the next few years. Big eruptions usually cool the planet. Most volcanoes send up large amounts of sulfur, which blocks the sun's rays, but the Tongan blast was much soggier. The eruption started under the ocean, so it shot up a plume with much more water than usual. And since water vapor acts as a heat-trapping greenhouse gas, the eruption will probably raise temperatures instead of lowering them. The water vapor will stick around the upper atmosphere for a few years before making its way into the lower atmosphere. In the meantime, the extra water might also speed up ozone loss in the atmosphere. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.